This is the KSL Movie Show.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Starring Steve Sales and Doug Wright.
They're infested with parasites. It's a terrible business. I wouldn't risk it. I really wouldn't.
We don't have parasites!
The Movie Show. Updates and reviews about movies and family entertainment. Now, Doug Wright on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
I was just mentioning to Tanya Vea, our station manager. You've known Tanya for years.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I said, you know, I've been a little troubled that Steve's been getting top billing on this show for some time. And she goes, you know, this is the day when you can fix that.
Ooh, well,
I'm not quite sure what she meant.
I don't either. Are you going to cut my brakes on my car?
Steve Sales is here with us, and we opened with the movie show because normally on a Friday, we would be doing the movie show at this juncture.
And what am I listening to on the way in? Mitt Romney.
Just kicking back. That was so nice of him to come by.
Oh, man, that was actually a really remarkable conversation you two had, and
Thank you.
I got to follow that.
It was so cool on my 30th anniversary. He wasn't here on the actual date, but it was kind of happening that week. And just all of a sudden, this door over here, our studio door, just burst open. Governor Mitt Romney.
You mean the seas parted?
Walked through the seas. What are you saying,
nothing,
Steve?
No.
And the door flew open, and he said, and this was how we used to open the show that he and I did monthly prior to the Olympics and shortly thereafter. Let's talk Olympics. With Mitt Romney, he said, "Doug, let's talk Olympics." And
wow,
you know, it was a joy to have him here, and so many other people have been so kind, Steve. It's honestly overwhelming, and honestly, in a really good way, this week has just been exhausting.
Yeah,
and so many kind things, and so many people have stepped up and just chatted with me, and I'm just overwhelmed.
Well, I know from our remotes and people coming up to you, I mean, just a stream of people saying thank you for what you've done for us for all these years, and I get to celebrate the fact that we get to continue doing this.
Yeah.
I know this is your day today, and I'm going to let that slide.
Okay.
But next Friday, you're mine.
Okay. Then it's no gloves off. No holds barred.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the scariest movie ever made, perhaps, Hereditary. Wow. I mean, we got some stuff coming up. Plus,
and, you know, seriously, although we have a lot of fun and joke and laugh and whatever else we do on the movie show, there is something serious about it each and every week. We want you to know what's in the theaters. We want you to know kind of what to look for. We want you to know what it's rated. We want you to know what's new on Redbox. We're going to expand that into streaming. We're going to bring you movie news because the movie show is expanding to 3 hours. On Friday.
Yeah, I know. That's my concern.
Yeah, go ahead and try to explain that to your
kids. Well, you've
been
making people think I don't get up till noon every day, so that's unfortunate.
No, that's just been spreading truth and gospel.
Oh. Is
that
like this movie Adrift? It says, a true story, mostly.
Mostly. You can kind of tell when it says, you know, inspired by a true story. That's like total fiction.
Yeah, they just used a name.
Based on a true story is a little closer, and then kind of we really tried to make this a true story, but obviously we had to condense some things. So you kind of have those three tiers.
Yeah.
One is just absolute fiction where one character might have the same name, and it kind of goes through.
When this one says a true story, that's pretty much the pinnacle, right?
Yeah.
This has to be right.
Right.
Right?
But.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Now, since we do have a duty to our five movie show listeners to let them know what the movies are this week, I know Adrift is out. What else is out this week?
There's a movie called Action Point with the Jackass guy. What's his name?
Jackass guy. You
know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, and I can't remember the name either.
It's blanking too. This actually happened.
Based on a true story.
There was a place called Action Park where people were getting killed on the rides. I mean, it was just a nightmare. And they actually put out T-shirts because it's in New Jersey, right? So then people are like, I survived Action Park.
Ooh.
So it's I almost had his name. Johnny Knoxville.
Oh, there we go. All right.
He owns one of this park, and they didn't shoot it at this place because that would have been rude.
And they would have been sued.
But so that's one of the movies. If you like the Jackass movies, this is like a continuation of that in another realm. He's getting a little too old for this stuff.
Yeah.
So he gets broken a lot in this movie, I'm told, but they didn't screen it for us.
Okay.
The other movie that's opening that wasn't screened is called Upgrade. It's basically a guy who's it's a revenge film. His wife is killed tragically by some muggers. And some billionaire comes up and says, well, I can make you the $6 million man. How about this? And so now he's got all these amazing skills and karate moves. And so that's called Upgrade. But the movie Adrift, the movie I want to tell you about, though, is Beast. This movie, Beast. It's set in Jersey, not in New Jersey. I didn't know there was an actual Jersey.
Jersey in the which United makes Kingdom.
Sense. Sure. Yeah, it's an island. Yeah. And this woman meets this kid who, by the way, looks a lot like Ian.
Really?
Yeah, it freaked me out.
Stunningly good looking.
He's a rugged guy, you know. Yeah. Ian?
Yeah.
And he's sort of the bad boy. And the parents like, do not go out with this guy because there's some problems going on the island that may or may not have something to do with him, whether or not she believes it or not, or who is really doing all these things on this island. It's called Beast. That is a cool movie.
Okay. But.
But, yeah, the big movie.
Big movie. And I think we do have a soundbite on this out there. Oh, look, we've had a switch. Look at this.
We've got a guest appearance.
I mean, we've got Eric Openshaw down here after he so blatantly and just flagrantly and just cast us aside, kicked us to the curb.
Is that what happened?
And went up to a big cushy studio upstairs.
How could you?
I know. Don't you feel guilty still? I know he's bringing the mic. Uh-oh, we're in trouble now. He's got the microphone.
I mean, it wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad of a move for me.
Well, it was, yeah. Okay, well, we'll move on. So, you know, you feel just really nice and comfortable in that big cushy studio up there.
It's very cushy.
You know, raising, you know, just all
I have
kinds
elbow
of,
room.
Yeah. Yeah, he hangs out with all the chic and elite up there and does all these incredible things.
It's true.
How could you give us up for that?
I had a hard time with it.
Pretty easily, really.
For about, what, a nanosecond? All right, so you're going to play the soundbite? All right.
Can you?
Here we go. Let's...
Adrift.
Will you please marry me?
Yes.
Sorry, I must have made it too small. Exactly.
Did
is that
you
all right?
Make this?
Yes. But I promise when we get back to the States, we can get you a real one.
Oh, okay.
That's Sam Claflin.
I've seen the trailers for this, and it looks ominous.
It is. Remember All Is Lost with Robert Redford?
Sure.
Okay, it's kind of like that, only there's two people on this boat. They're trying to – she's just kind of a roaming through the islands. They meet in Tahiti in 83.
More than single-digit dialogue.
Yes. In fact, they go back and forth between what happens. There's a hurricane, Hurricane Raymond, which is pretty ugly, and it comes through and – wrecks their boat, and so now they're trying to survive. They're floating around. They have no mast, but she, you know, he's broken up because of the wreck, and what are they going to do? And so she says, well, I think we can make it to Hawaii. Only problem is it's 1,500 miles away.
Wow.
And will they have enough food and water? What's going to happen? Blah, blah, blah. I kind of like this movie better when it had a Bengal tiger on it. Do you remember that movie, Richard Parker?
Oh, Pi.
Life of Pi. Thank you.
Yeah.
But this still is good, and it's mainly because Shailene Woodley sells her role. She is so dynamic, and you believe that she can actually, you know, whip out a sextant and figure out, you know, where they're going. And so you're like, okay, I can buy this. But it's the based on a true story thing that kind of bugged me a little bit because they took one major dramatic license with this story that I kind of bugged me. So you're better not knowing. If you want to enjoy this movie,
Don't know the real story.
Yeah, don't read up on it before you go. Just go and enjoy the movie and enjoy these two people and the you know the peril that they went through for this film.
Okay, and this is in wide release?
It is, 3,000 screens. So I was going to give it a B, but because of the little I gave it a B minus.
Okay, do you have the Redbox list for us?
I do.
All right. Well, hey, I know.
I didn't think I was going.
Well, no.
But as a good scout that I never was.
We are a full service show here, but how about if we do it after the break?
And then
when we come back, can we do a little reminiscing?
Oh, yes.
We've had some golden moments on the movie
some
show.
Stories.
I mean, you know, dancing gas pumps, arrested
you know,
shakes.
The more I think about that, the better that story gets.
I know.
In my mind, I have this little guy with gloves running across the parking lot.
I know. These stories my kids always go, may or may not have been that way.
Oh, these are going to be embellished mightily.
They may or may not have happened. This might be based on a true story.
This is definitely right.
Some might even be inspired by a true story. So that's all coming up here on the movie show. See, I can say
it's the last of the Doug Wright show. Ooh, that sounds weird. I'm going to back off that.
Do that again.
I can't.
Do it like Sean Connery would do it.
No.
Because every imitation he does sounds like Sean Connery.
That is not true.
He does Shirley MacLaine, and it sounds like Sean Connery.
Saw Terms of Endearment yesterday.
Yeah.
How lovely is that movie?
Yeah,
I really enjoy
it. You're in touch with your feminine side, aren't you?
Yeah.
I started reading Nancy Drew. I'm getting a tear in my one good eye. Let's take a break. We'll come right back with more of the whatever this is today here at KSL News Radio.
The Movie Show.
So
what are you proposing?
It's simple. Kill the Batman.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Oh, now I'm telling Henny Youngman jokes. And wow. Peter Seymour inspired it, by the way. Oh, my goodness. It is a interesting day, to say the least. A hybrid of the Doug Wright Show and the movie show and heaven only knows what else. I was told by our program director, Kevin LaRue, that I had a lot.
Keep it short.
I had a lot. Yeah, would you, try to stay on the clock, Doug. But he said, you know, we're going to do all these things, your bucket list and everything else. But Friday's kind of ours. You know, we'll get some input, but, you know,
free flow.
You're going to kind of have to let go of the reins on Friday and just kind of, it's one of those, trust me, buddy.
Yeah.
And you kind of,
well,
go,
then people walk through the door. You're like,
okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Hello.
I mean, how many times
has the governor been here? Not
how many
that
times?
Hello.
Hello. No, I think I have something on my desk, though, from the governor. I do. I'm not making that up.
I believe you. You have that honest face look.
Yeah, I have that honest face look going on right now. But so anyway, I'm just kind of rolling with the flow here. And I want to do a little reminiscing here before we hit the bottom of the hour on the movie show. But let's do run through what's new at the Redbox.
New this week. Let's see. We've got The Wrong Side.
Do you want to borrow my glasses?
Red Sparrow.
He has the best squint in the world. Have you noticed that?
Your glasses won't help.
When I call him Craggy, it's because he's always squinting.
You know, could we leave the Craggy somewhere? Can that die with this show?
What, die with the Doug Wright Show? Is that what you're saying,
no,
Steve?
No, that sounded awful.
That was awful.
Red Sparrow, number one.
Red Sparrow.
You do not want to see this movie. It is a little too rough. I gave it a C+, but man, it's a spy movie, but Jennifer Lawrence is asked to do some pretty horrific things in this.
Okay.
Number two, Annihilation. This was a movie that I thought, oh my gosh, I love this. They're going through the shimmer, trying to figure out what's on the other side.
Yeah.
And again, it's always that third act. You've got to nail the third act. Yeah. Otherwise, it kills the movie.
Or as Steve says, the arc of the character doesn't work.
I'm going to arc your character. And then at number three is Game Night, which we've talked about before. Right. It's actually kind of a fun movie, even though one guy called me and hated it. Number four, this is new, the 1517 to Paris.
Yeah, you didn't
like
that
much. A great moment in history when you get to the part where they actually, you know, grab the guy on the train. But the whole lead up is, you know, pretty boring. I'm sorry. It's just a bunch of guys just hanging out.
All right.
And then we go down to, that's it for the new stuff. So next week we have Death Wish with Bruce Willis.
Okay.
Yeah. The Hurricane Heist, which is the best bad movie I've seen in a long time.
Okay.
And then, unfortunately, the following week is A Wrinkle in Time.
Ooh. Wrinkle in Time was a disappointment to me.
That's a wrinkle in time I won't get back from having watched that movie.
Yeah, you look at the star power in that movie, and you look at the hype surrounding that movie, and wow.
Yeah. Very unfortunate.
Okay. Now, Stephen.
Sir.
As you reflect back on these many years of us doing the movie show together, do you have a favorite or a dark moment you could share?
Well, I was told you guys already kind of talked about a couple of these already.
The Barn?
The Barn, the Ark.
Isn't it amazing how The Barn always comes to mind and very quickly for those?
It was torture, that's why.
It was unbelievable. We were in the barn at Thanksgiving Point.
And nothing against, I mean, it's a beautiful facility.
It's a beautiful facility. It's wonderful. And Michael McLean's The Ark was going to be performed there. That's why we were there.
Right.
We were there with our friend Michael.
Yeah.
They have us up in the rafters practically. It is so hot.
Yeah.
How hot was it? It was so hot.
That the sawdust was starting to smolder.
Steam.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was beginning to go moldy. And so anyway, we always stretch our engineering department. Always, always, always.
Do you think the heat ruined the equipment that day?
I don't know. It may have had something to do with it. And remember, this is years ago now. So, yeah, I mean, the cell phone technology wasn't quite what it is today.
That's true.
And everything else. So anyway, we're out there just kicking off the broadcast and everything crashes and burns.
Yeah.
We weren't very deep into the show at all.
Oh, no.
And all of a sudden, I just thought, we've got to do something. So
the show must go on.
I called the station on my cell phone.
On your little brick phone?
On my, yeah.
No,
it was
a flip phone?
Oh, yeah. It was long before, you know, smartphones and everything else. And so I think it was a little weird yellow Samsung. And so we're doing the whole show on this little stupid cell phone. We're passing it back and forth, and we are sweating profusely.
Yeah.
And there was just never an end in sight. I can't even remember who was engineering. I probably just stricken it from my mind. But the poor engineer was running around crazed, trying to get us on the air. And it went on and on and on.
Yeah.
today, I honestly couldn't tell you how long, but it was an eternity. Did we ever get on the regular
I don't think
air?
We did.
Yeah,
I think we did the whole show sitting around like a campfire, just kind of passing
and
it around.
And we were the campfire.
Yeah, we were roasting.
That's right.
Trying to talk about movies. That was a rough day.
That was an interesting day. Do you have another favorite moment?
Well, I know that you're going to get to the Dancing Shakes story, but one that always makes me laugh is when our good friend Michael Reagan was on the show, and he is a devoted fan of the banana.
Oh, he hates bananas. If he sees a banana, he breaks out in a sweat. And if he smells a banana, he might throw up. I mean, you know.
Oh, he's so dramatic about it.
Oh,
so Dead Air Dave's beautiful wife, was it
Barb?
Yeah, she makes the most amazing cookies. She made these cookies that had little banana.
But we didn't know this.
No, we didn't.
They look like chocolate chip cookies, and we were in this studio.
Yeah. Michael grabs one.
Yeah, like
he does the fantastic Mr. Fox.
Fantastic.
And suddenly they go, you know, that has banana in it. And he does the scene from Big where Tom Hanks is like trying to scrape his tongue.
And first he just pales. He visibly pales. And he panic-stricken looks around. I'm standing where Eric's standing right now.
And he's going to the garbage can.
And he's reaching in front of me because there's a garbage can. Eric, am I right? Right there to your right. There is a garbage can right there.
Still has the cookie in it.
And he literally is just going, oh, just wiping it, the...
I was disgusting.
Spitting
like,
it out.
Oh, come on. It can't be that bad.
And Dead Air Dave, whose wife... is incredible.
Oh, yeah. She's four-star gourmet baker.
Honestly, she could open a bakery and just we've begged her to. We've done everything short of just, you know, driving down and delivering the butter and the cream and everything else.
Yeah.
And fantastic. But poor Michael. I thought he was going to pass out.
Oh, he's such a prima donna.
That was
a great
moment.
I just watched him and I'm like, oh.
That was a great moment. But I do love the arresting of the shake.
Yeah, we were the bad boys of Sandy that day.
We were.
There were apparently no other lawbreakers going, doing anything.
Listen to how infamous this was, that it took the attention of the Sandy Police Department that day. We were at the Larry H. Miller gas station that's there on State Street, but it also backs up onto Auto Row.
Right.
And so we were there for multiple reasons, including at the time, one of the sponsors of the show was, of course, the Iceberg Drive-In.
Right.
So they have the gas station convenience store and the Iceberg Drive-In there.
It's kind of the retro gas station.
Right.
It was really cool.
It was very, very cool. And so anyway, we're set up there and we have this big KSL blow up that looks like a radio.
Right.
So it's out there and we put it out there on the parkway, you know, not on the parkway.
Apparently illegally.
On State Street. No, we're innocent. And so then the Iceberg has this blow-up shake that a guy gets into.
Yeah.
So his
little arms sticking out
and the big straw.
Yeah, the straw coming out of his head.
So we're doing the broadcast, and all of a sudden we see the lights. And the Sandy City Police Department is up there ticketing our blow-up.
Yeah.
Because apparently it's not supposed to be on the parkway.
We didn't have a permit to put it up or some crazy
weird thing. And the shake, who is mobile. He's out there dancing around and so on, you know, his little feet sticking out.
He's
of
trying
the
to make a break for it.
So he's trying, and, you know, I think they tased him. No.
Okay, no, the story gets better. I swear he ran across traffic, came back.
That's right.
They threw him on the ground and put his tiny little arms behind
his tiny little shake arms were behind him. And
he's kicking and screaming.
His little straws bent over, and while the Sandy City Police.
I was laughing so hard I was crying.
Are shaking the shake down, right? They literally gave him a ticket. They gave us a ticket, and the shake, you know, is down there. Got a face down on the ground.
Yeah,
and you know,
what do you think you're doing?
That's right.
You're the worst shake I've ever seen.
And imagine them trying to stuff the shake in the back seat of the police car.
Oh, it was just
and
ridiculous.
Of course,
that may or may not have happened.
But it was spectacular. We were laughing so hard. At first you go, they're kidding us. When they came around and said, hey, they're out there arresting the sheik and they're, you know, ready to, to shoot your blow up.
Yeah.
We went, are you kidding me? And it was all true.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this Barney Fife was out there ticketing the sheik, arresting the sheik and everything. And it was great.
Okay. I have one other moment. But this one actually happens quite a bit. We'll be at a remote and somebody will come up and say something pretty weird, which happens. And it's fine. You know, everybody has their own
way. We have been known to say something weird.
Yeah. Oh. And so somebody would come up. Practically every week and say something really weird. And you have this weird little thing you do like, what is that? That's it. And, you know, that's my signal. Like, okay, Stay clear of that dude, because whatever he just said is not going to fly here.
Yeah. So you get the and you know to
go. Yeah. Look away. Don't look him directly in the eye.
We didn't even get to the dancing gas pump there on State Street, the Chevron dancing
gas
pump.
I was not there for that one.
You weren't there for that
one?
No. There was one movie show, too.
Was that where it rained, like, electrocuted?
I think this was pre-Steve, and we were out in Magna, and we show up, and this was a Chevron station, too. It didn't have the dancing, you know, gas tank, but we were out there, and these people went, "What are you guys doing here?" "Well, we're here to do a remote." "What?" And I went, "No, really." And it was cold. It was raining. And I go, "Oh, okay, you can set up out there."
Weren't you like sitting in water?
We're outside. Yeah, we're outside. There's this great
cords
big, gigantic puddle. We got electronics all around us. We're running power cords.
This isn't dangerous on any
level. We're sitting out there. Our sponsor, one of our sponsors at the time, was the Macy's Food Stores. And Ken Macy still owned the stores. And we were out there freezing, ready to be electrocuted at any moment. The client was totally ignoring us, like, "Make these guys go away."
I know.
And it was the most bizarre thing. And all of a sudden, Ken Macy pulls up, and he's got care packages for us. He brought us little hand heaters. He brought us all this food. He brought us everything to kind of warm us up out there. I can't even remember. He might have even brought a space heater. I can't remember. And we're sitting
That'll add to the joy of the electrocution.
Well, I think it was a propane space heater.
Oh, you know, appropriate.
Right? And so I'll never forget. And we're sitting out there, and the client never came out and said goodbye to us, never said anything. You know, it was amazing. And I went, "You know, it does cost something to have this show come out to your location."
You'd think they'd care. I don't know.
Maybe. But no movie show participants were electrocuted in the making of that show.
Well, mostly.
Yeah, mostly. And thank heaven for Ken Macy, who kept us from freezing to death out there that
day. We've had so many great remotes and so much fun. I remember that one in Woodland Park or whatever it was, clear back. That gorgeous home with the waterfalls. And like,
oh, I know. Oh, beautiful. Man. That was in the fall.
Yeah. And we've been to some really amazing places.
Very quickly. Janet Lee, you weren't there. Don Porter was. And Don Porter used to be with the Standard Examiner. We were up in Heber. We were there at the Historic Railroad. Okay. And I had the chance to interview Janet Lee. And so, and she could.
Oh, Janet Lee, the actress from
Psycho.
The
actress, yeah. I mean,
born in my hometown of Merced.
And we were talking about a movie, talking about a new book that she had out. It was a disaster. She couldn't hear us. We could hear her back and forth. Afterwards, I was ready to just, holy smoke. And Don Porter and I are looking at each other. Oh, my goodness. And it went on and on and on. And we could never get it to the point where we could actually talk. I think finally, maybe for a minute or two, the time was up. And I remember when she hung up, I thought, she must think we are the biggest bunch of morons in the world. It was amazing.
Now you just remind me of Steven Seagal.
Oh, Steven Seagal with his axe.
Yeah, he was at Sundance, and I'm up here, and
you take these long breaths. And
I know.
Like, and then he's about to die.
Oh yeah,
we're about to witness a B action star die.
I know. And then we had Cheech Marin on that day.
Well, that's right.
We were sitting up. The Sundance folks put us way up at the top. Nobody was around. Nobody was. And our two.
Remember, we grabbed Angela Baird off the street.
Oh, I know. We were grabbing anybody off the street.
Like, oh, that's a famous person. Grab her.
That person looks familiar. Get them in here.
We had no idea.
That person has a Diet Coke. Bring them in here.
They got a donut. Get them.
Steve, this has been great. Thank you for joining us today. Next week, the 3-hour expanded.
You're mine
version.
Next week, buddy. Today's your day. Next week.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to do things.
What are you going to do? Things?
For an extra hour, even.
Extra hour, you're going to do things.
That's right. So if that's not a tease, I don't know what is.
You call that a tease?
I do.
That's how pathetic we are. Let's take a break, and we'll come right back with more of something. I have no idea what's going on. Stay with us.